Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Since the dawn of time, adults have taken issue with what the kids are wearing. And since I can remember, that has not been more apparent than on the boardwalk of Ocean City. Town Councilman Brent Ashley has had enough, and he wants a dress code for the boardwalk. And he joins us now to talk more about it. Brent, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I imagine this is slightly controversial, but your feeling is now the time has come.
Well, it's not as controversial as you may seem. The residents here in Ocean City and the business community and the visitors seem to be very supportive of this.
Okay, so where are we with this legislation then?
Well, I requested that the council put this on our next work session for discussion, which will take place on July the 9th.
Okay, you're sort of modeling this idea. I guess Wildwood set the trend, right, in New Jersey?
Well, actually, I brought up the idea to our council back in 2011.
And what happened?
It was not supported at that time. Just last week, Wildwood, New Jersey did pass a similar ordinance, and we've had numerous problems here in Ocean City during the past month. So the council was more receptive to listening to
the idea. But you attribute those problems to what people are wearing?
Well, I think sometimes, Mary Beth, if you dress that mentality, you are that mentality, and that mentality is basically being a thug. So at some point, you know, you have to take a stand, and that's what we're trying to do here.
So since I can remember, really, this has been somewhat of an issue on the boardwalk, a little bit, I guess, risque attire from some people, and not just the kids. We're talking about the adults, too, I think. So why now?
Well, you know, I think there's a difference between risque and something that may be associated with more of a trouble situation.
Okay? What are you talking about, gangs?
Well, we have had some gang activity here, yes. And, you know, this is, you know, what we're trying to do is gear this, but to get Ocean City back on a boardwalk with some dignity and some decency. So that's the whole purpose of the ordinance. Again, Wildwood has done it because they had similar problems. And so that's what we're looking at.
Are you worried that the families are leaving or not coming back to Ocean City?
Well, I can tell you for sure, myself and the other council members, we've gotten a ton of emails from tourists to say we won't be back. We're scared to walk the boardwalk. We don't like what we're seeing. What's happened to the Ocean City that we knew? You got to do something to fix this problem or we're not coming back.
All right, let's talk about the kinds of things you wouldn't allow on the boardwalk to be worn specifically.
Well, again, this is all going to be addressed at our work session. You know, the Wildwood ordinance, you know, they have some provisions in theirs, like you have to wear shoes and shirts, particularly, I believe, it's after 8 o'clock at night. My main discussion was for the baggy pants. So the whole thing is going to be discussed on July the 9th. But I can tell you that baggy pants have a little support here in Ocean City.
And this would involve a fine if you're caught wearing inappropriate attire?
The whole purpose of this is not to go around and measure people's pants, okay? But it's a general statement of what we're going to tolerate on our boardwalk. And, you know, I would imagine, like in Wildwood, I believe they would approach the person first and ask them to pull their pants up or get off the boardwalk. And if they refuse, then they have a fine system.
Is there sort of an age minimum?
Yeah, I believe Wildwood is 12 years old.
All right. Brent Ashley, town councilman for Ocean City, thank you so much for joining us. And please keep us posted as this moves forward.
I will, and thank you for having me on.